Well, right here, Steve's excavating an in-situ hearth. So it's the remains of a campfire, possibly around 20,000 years ago. So you can imagine that Aboriginal people would have been sitting around on that lower level there, which is an ancient land surface, and they had a little fire here.
Archaeologist Dr. Michael Slack is getting pretty excited. He's watching on as one of his team carefully scrapes away at an ancient campfire. It's evidence that Indigenous people used this cave site thousands of years ago.
So the guys this morning have just uncovered a really ancient campfire that, given the depth below the surface and the relationship with the stones around it, we think it's potentially around 20,000 years old, which is really exciting.
Hello, I'm Karen Mitchell-Moore. I'm at an archaeological dig in Western Australia's remote Pilbara region. We're in the Hamersley Ranges, to the east of the mining town of Newman, an area that's famous for its huge iron ore deposits. The fire site they're unearthing today is on a much smaller scale.
So it consists of about, 20 or 30 centimetres of really white fine ash. You can clearly see that it was a campfire. And in the middle of it were little pieces of charcoal that we've been able to collect, and we'll send them off for radiocarbon dating. And just after that, to make it even better, they found flake stone artefacts right next to the charcoal. So we'll get a really good association between people and the campfire itself. So we'll have a really good, clear idea of how old it is.
And the flake stone artefacts is like the cutting instruments for cutting up the meat, I'm assuming.
Possibly. We'll have to have a look at them under the microscope. But yeah, they're the pieces that people were using in the site, yeah.
So this could have been an ancient barbecue setting that you've uncovered.
Definitely something was going on that was a lot of fun. The family sitting around a campfire having a meal probably, yeah.
Archaeologists like Michael Slack have been working with mining companies and traditional owners to uncover, analyse and date the artefacts they find at sites like these. The results are giving an insight into what Aboriginal people were doing in the area over the last 30,000 years or so.
Well, we're out in the Pilbara at a small ironstone rock shelter. Doing some archaeology. We're excavating a really exciting site that we came to a couple of years ago. It's a cave that dates back at least 31,000 years before present, and maybe even older. We're extending our area that we're excavated before to try and get down deeper and try to recover more evidence of the past.
And so how was this site discovered?
It was discovered through surveys conducted for sort of compliance work for BHP Billiton, but found by a survey party. So Aboriginal people, the local traditional owners, working with archaeologists and walking around basically on a grid pattern, discovered this probably about 10 years ago, I'd say. Originally, we came out about 2 years ago and did what we call a test pit, which is a one-by-one area, like a square in the ground. We chose what we thought was probably the deepest part of the site, looking for everything in the ground, to stone artefacts, little bits of bone, even seeds and bits of plants as well, to try and reconstruct what was going on. And what we're doing now is extending that area out to see how much further down the site goes and how potentially older it is, and reconstructing, be able to talk a lot more about what had been happening over the many thousands of years as a result.
Using garden trowels, the team carefully scrapes away the dirt. It's a slow process. Everything is placed in buckets before being taken outside to be weighed and sifted through.
What's going on is that we're excavating the square. So we've got two archaeologists in there, and one's carefully sort of removing a little bit of soil at a time, just a couple of centimetres at a time, with a little tiny garden trowel, and carefully looking through for chips of stone artefacts, little pieces of charcoal, and anything else that might appear in that sediment. It then gets placed in that bucket there, and we'll uncover a 1 metre by 1 metre area at a time. And if we do find anything there, then there's a whole recording process they have to go into, which maps out everything in the site to sort of a couple of millimetre accuracy, because we want to know the relationship of different materials in there, with stones are broken apart, that sort of thing.
So is everything that's dug out put in one of these buckets? And there's lots of buckets around, isn't there?
That's right. There's an awful lot of buckets. Archaeologists are really good to hardware stores in terms of buying buckets. So if people are going to their local hardware store and there's no buckets, that there's a dig on nearby.
Let's just bag it up rather than sieve it. Okay. We'll just do it under small sieves and just see if we get anything out of it later on in the lab, yeah?
So the buckets are filled up, and then the next process is that we take those buckets down, we weigh them, we look at the volume of material that's coming out of each one of those levels and carefully mapping that. And we'll also process that material. So what we do after with the buckets, we don't throw them away, because even though we're awesome at digging, we're going to miss things, right? There are little tiny flakes, little tiny artifacts that are 1 to 2 millimeters in size, and they need to be found as well, because they'll tell us a lot about how things were being chipped as well.
Helping out at the dig site is archaeologist Stephanie Vick. She's particularly interested in the stone artifacts they're uncovering.
I'm a bit of a rock nerd, so my favourite thing is definitely lithics. I really love little backed artefacts and all sorts of cutting implements that they make out of stone.
And what is it about rocks that you love?
I think, as well as I find a certain beauty in them, a big thing for me is when I'm analysing stone and I can work out how someone was working the piece of stone and reducing it down to make a tool, it's a bit of a connection with someone in the past. They spent time sitting there making that tool. It's one moment in time, and then tens of thousands of years later, here I am being able to recreate that. It's, you know, you feel a connection to the person that was sitting there making that particular tool, and that's pretty special to me, I think.
It's early days yet, but Dr. Michael Slack believes this cave was an important stopping off point for Aborigines in the region. All the signs point to it being a well-used shelter.
We'll know a lot more when we finish digging, but we can definitely say it's a place where people came and took shelter and maintained tools. So we can see lots of chips of bits and pieces that people were, you know, maybe maintaining hunting implements. We can see that people were eating here, because we found lots of pieces of kangaroo bone. We found evidence of campfires as well. So, I mean, you can imagine this small cave would have held maybe 8 or 10 people, perhaps a little family group coming here every few years and knew about it. It's a perfect spot. It's got great views. You catch the afternoon shade in the Pilbara. Is very important in sort of summer season in particular. So you can imagine a family group camping from time to time in this spot.